Network presents Eddie Condon's 37th Jazz Concert. Today you're listening to Americondon music made by the Cincinnati, Ohio cornetist Billy Butterfield, the New Orleans clarinetist Edmund Hall, baritone saxophonist Ernesto Caceres of Corpus Christi, Texas, bassist Sid Weiss of Schenectady, New York, and at the Steinway is Jess Stacy of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, behind the drums George Wetling of Topeka, Kansas, and on the podium, Eddie Condon of Goodland, Indiana. The song, Walter Donaldson's American classic, It's Been So Long. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And also, hello out there, wherever you are, to all you soldiers and sailors all around the world listening to this program through military radio facilities. We're going to try to compress a whole week's supply of that Americondon music into about 29 and a half minutes of your time. I can't tell you much about what's going to happen here today, and I don't imagine anyone else can either, unless it's Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Every once in a while in the music business, you find yourself in some unmusical company. That is, if you want to eat regularly. My appetite forced me to take a club date job at the Palmer House, Chicago, one night some years ago. The band was one of those salt mine combinations. I was planning to spend a very miserable evening until I heard the piano player. It was a case of love at first sight. He was showing me some new chords on China Boy, and I asked him his name. His name turned out to be Jess Stacy. Jess is going to show us some new chords for Sweet Lorraine this afternoon, and the old cellmates Sid Weiss and George Wetling are going to put in with him.
Thank you.
thank you, Jess. You never made a mistake in your life. We got a fellow here named Kaminsky from Dorchester, Massachusetts. Max works downtown with Art Hody's boys, the village vanguard in the village. Max has a little posse here ready to go, and they're going to play Sunday, and I want you to pay special attention to Ernie Caceres and Edmund Hall. Two beats, Max. You ready? One, two. Is famous for Shrimp Creole and a lot of other things, including Sidney Bechet. Thank you. Thank you, Sidney Bechet. By the way, the name of that song was Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Come around as often as it pleases, as far as I'm concerned. We got Edmund Hall here. Butterfield's going to toot, and Ernie Caceres. They're going to play a song called Alice Blue God. We got it? One. Thank you, thank you. We're going to play My Blue Heaven. Maxie, three beats, you got it? Ready? One, two, three. We're now going to play a request. I know that because I requested it myself. In fact, a lot of people requested the same thing, including a fellow named Dick Carey. This song is one of George Gershwin's called How Long Has This Been Going On? And it's really going to go on because Lee Wiley's here to put it on. Lee, you're in. Thanks a lot, Lee. Fred Robbins?
Yes, Edward?
What's on your mind?
Well, Eddie, I grabbed a few letters out of the mailbag today. And what do you say we answer them right on the program? They contain questions all your letters are asking. That sound reasonable?
Sounds reasonable, yes.
Well, here's one, for example, from a Marine on Guam. We won't be able to mention his name because that's restricted military information. But he says, and we quote, "We get a transfusion out of that Americandan music every Tuesday out here. We rigged up loudspeakers in the town plaza, and when your program comes on, I can hear Bobby Hackett and Max Kaminsky and Jess Stacy in my tent 2,000 yards away. The other day, I heard one of the natives whistling the Jasmine Blues, so I guess your music is catching on. But I wish you'd tell me one thing. Why don't you ever have Bud Freeman on your program?" Unquote. What's the answer to that, Ed?
Well, Bud is a little busy. He's up in the Aleutians growing hair. He's also in the Army. I hope he's in something a little warmer than a tent.
Well, he's probably in the same boat we here in New York are. I know, though, when he does get a furlough, we can depend on having him on the show, can't we, Ed?
He's as welcome as fresh air.
And here's a fellow out somewhere in the China-Burma-India Theater. He says, "I've been delegated by our company to tell you how much those weekly broadcasts mean to us." And then he's got some complimentary stuff, which we'll skip. You don't mind, do you?
Not at all, Fred.
But here's his question, Eddie. Where's Yank Lawson these days, and what's he doing?
Right this minute, I couldn't tell you where he is, but I can tell you where he'll be exactly 1 week from this minute, right about where you're standing playing the cornet on
the
Saturday show.
Eddie, what do you say we keep a few minutes open next week to answer some more of these servicemen requests?
I'm game if they are, Fred.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, while Eddie rounds up the Barefoot Gang for a freewheeling interpretation of the Carnegie Leap, here's a memorandum for the class reminding you to tune in next week, same time, same blue stations, same Americana music. Okay, Edward?
Take it, Jim.
Eddie Condon's Jazz Concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernest Anderson.
This is the Blue Network.